The Federal Minister for Education, Christopher Pyne, has announced today that he'll dump the Gonski education reform model in favour of one more reminiscent of that implemented under the Howard government. It's a move viewed by many as a backflip on the so-called unity ticket that he and Tony Abbott announced in the lead-up to the election, which suggested that the coalition would mirror Labor's education reforms. But while some state and territory governments are outraged, experts say a backdown may not be as easy to engineer as Pyne is hoping. Eliza Getzey reports.
Well, in 2014, we will ensure that the new school funding model as proposed by Labor is implemented because it's too late to change that. Between now and sometime next year, I will propose a new school funding model from the Commonwealth, which will be flatter and simpler, fair to all the states and territories, and equitable between students. So states that relied on year 5 and 6 with massive accelerating expenditure from the Commonwealth government, they should never have relied on that, because we won the election and we always said we would never have anything more than a four-year agreement. I've had many meetings with my department, with key people in the portfolio, with finance and treasury, and it's become quite apparent to me that the only way to deal with this issue is to guarantee 2014 and start the ball rolling again, go back to the drawing board, because the shortened shambles that I've inherited is not an egg that I can put back together again.
The Gonski reforms, one of the Gillard government's most significant legacies, designed to reduce inequality between Australian schools, could come and go much quicker than anticipated. In one of his first actions as Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne announced this week that he'll be changing tack, much to the outrage of state and territory governments who have already signed on to the reforms. Tasmanian Minister for Education, Nick McKim, says he'll be heading to Sydney on Friday to seek an explanation from Mr. Pyne.
Certainly Tasmania has signed a heads of agreement between the Premier and former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. So as far as we're concerned, we are signed up to better schools. But there is massive uncertainty now around exactly how the coalition will spread their vastly reduced allocation to better schools around the public system, the Catholic system and independent schools around Australia. I mean, Christopher Pyne today is trying to use a political illusionist's trick to disguise the fact that he is ripping $1.2 billion out of schools around Australia, government, non-government schools, effectively stealing that money from Australia's most needy children.
Bronwyn Hinds criticises Pyne's choice of the Howard government model as an inspiration. It's one that she says failed to live up to its needs-based philosophy.
The Howard government talked up deregulation, but they oversaw one of the greatest increases in Commonwealth regulation and accountability. One other concern I have with the SES or socioeconomic funding model is that it only applied to private schools. And although the model itself was had pretty accurate estimations of the relative need of different private schools, there was a compromise reached whereby schools who were found to need less money than they were currently receiving from the Commonwealth government would continue to be overfunded.
She also questions whether Pyne will even be able to pull off the changes that he slated. Agreements, many legally binding, have already been signed by states and territories, including New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania, meaning they may have already started spending the budget they've agreed on.
The funding increases, and all the various other policies and programs that accompanied them had legislation to basically back them up. And that legislation passed several months ago in the federal parliament. He has an enormous battle ahead of him, and he has all of the democratically elected state governments that have signed agreements going to try to hold him to account.
PhD candidate at the University of Melbourne, Bronwyn Hinds, finishing that report by Eliza Getzey.